And joining us once again on the phone, our friend Lanny Millett from Promise Players. Good morning again to you, Lanny.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
So great to have you on the phone. I know you've been on live here in the studio so many times and talking about the great ministry of Promise Players. Any stories that stick out in your mind from the past that will give us a glimpse and give our listeners an idea of what Promise Players is really all about?
Sure. Well, when I first moved to Lancaster County, I, you know, was looking for something like this, and I decided, I saw an ad in the paper, in the local paper, and I went and did an audition and got a role in See You in Bells. And it was a play about a wedding where everything went wrong. I mean, absolutely everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. And I was playing the father of the bride. And it was just a dynamic experience. I got to meet people here in the county. I got to portray this hapless doctor who just wants to see his daughter married off. Well, he has three other children. The two sisters, older sisters, are in a feud, and the brother is the peacemaker. And at one point, the church was falling down around us, and we actually portrayed this, the roof falling in on us and going through the floor. It was just a riot, and I've made so many good friends in this area through my involvement in drama and in Promise Players. It's just a lot of fun.
That's a great story.
Yeah, that is.
Now, I know COVID has really impacted you guys. Tell us what you're working on and what your future looks like with Promise Players.
Yeah, we met the other night to talk about hopefully maybe being able to do something this summer in a more open-air environment. We're looking for maybe a pavilion that would allow us to have protection from the elements, but have more of an open air and maybe get enough people in to make it work for everybody, like maybe a venue that would ordinarily hold 400, but we can bring in 200. So we actually have some ideas that we're working on, and we're going to come up with a play that maybe has a nice small cast. But we have people out there who love Promise Players, who come to every show, sometimes two and three times, because we do nine performances. And they're all asking us, when are you going to do a show? So it's coming, folks. We are working at it, and hopefully we'll be able to get something out through Facebook and through our mailings through Eventbrite to let you know that we'll be back. We will be back. We are working at it.
Past the summer, I know you're planning for next year, for 2022.
We are indeed. And Smoke on the Mountain is a very popular musical that folks had been asking us to do, and we had it scheduled for a year ago, and the cast was ready to go. A week before opening night, we had to cancel. We were going to try to do it this month, but we're still feeling like people aren't ready to come out to a show, and we don't have the kind of venue for it to work. So we have rescheduled this show for March of 2022. It's going to happen. It's going to be great. The cast is just ready to do this, and we're eager for y'all to come out and enjoy this gospel music spectacular, Smoke on the Mountain. So anticipate it for 2022. This is going to change. God has a plan for this pandemic, and good things are going to come out of it, and we're just eager to be a part of that. And so, yeah, watch for us. We're coming.
Stay up to date with Promise Players on their Facebook page or go to LAMPCOB, that's Lampeter Church of the Brethren, LAMPCOB.com/promise-players. Lanny, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all.